Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSA Talk Radio. It's my honor, my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you. In our daily devotional, Lord, I was talking about being humble. Being a humble people before you. And recognizing that through you all things are possible. We are nothing, but you are everything. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your love and your mercy and your forgiveness. For the salvation of our souls through the death and the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask for your protection over our president. And we thank you for constantly being with Amy. Judge Amy, as she's gone through all these hearings and the ridicules and the accusations and the crazy questions. Father, she has had wisdom, and we can tell that she has a peace that only comes from you. We thank you for that. Father, we ask that you will guide our president and those around him as they try to lead this nation. Lead it through a time of great turmoil and division. Help us as a people, Father. Start respecting one another and loving one another and coming together, united, acknowledging you, O Father, acknowledging you. Prick our hearts, O God, that we might see the wickedness of our ways and what it is going to do to the children and the grandchildren and the future generations of this nation. Have we been selfish people that we have taken all the liberty and left them none? Father, for such a time as this, I pray that you will help us to bring America home to you, O God. For when we are dependent on you, that is when we are truly independent. It is for such a time as this, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Had kind of a rough morning. You know, I've had computer problems, and somebody did give me a new computer, but it's a different, it's a Macintosh. I'm not quite used to it. And my computer was not doing well this morning, and when I'm in a rush, learning something new is not the time to do it. I got quite frustrated. I had to apologize to Rudy because I was a little grumpy. So as I sat down to try and start writing, I had very little time to go through my articles and such. And, you know, sometimes when I start to write, I don't know what's going to come out. So here it is. America. My dear, sweet America. We the people have let you down. We've wasted our liberties and spoiled our prosperity. We've ignored our founding fathers' warnings and heeded not the wisdom of our past. And when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. I fear we are in darkness, America. Our form of government was made. It was intended for a moral and religious people. But we have lost our way. We've lost our way there as well. Oh, America. Our free America, how we miss you. The politicians are arrogant and indignant and respect us not. They turn their noses in the air and they go their mighty way. The Constitution means nothing to them. Just power, prestige, and wealth leads them. The abuse we the people, take. I know that you see America. For America, sweet America. It is you that hate as we. We the people have not only let you down, but in our selfishness we have condemned our children and our grandchildren to a life of government slavery, dependence on government. Democracy, they all cry out, and you must now and forever. May the enthusiasm and want for liberty that lived in the hearts of those before us, may the blood that was shed on this land and others cry out to us now and awaken the patriots within. For America, I still believe in the Republic. I still believe in you. Awaken us, America. Awaken our spirit of independence. Remind us of the God who created all equally. Remind us and instill in us the morals, the laws, and order, respect and love that comes from above and established a land once blessed. For our God is great and wonderful. He is loving and forgiving. He only waits for us to turn, return and repent of our sinful ways, of the selfishness and the murders, the lying and the thieving that go on here today are not the true America. I'm a simple woman who loved you so, who loves you so, but I fear we have lost you. You didn't leave us. We the people just forgot. We've been lazy and apathetic, forgetting that we were once all slaves, and it was the American dream that brought us out of such earthly bondage. The dreams that cannot be separated from our living God who reigns. God bless America. And America did gain. America gained in freedom. And we prospered for hard work. Our stubborn, curious ways brought us many comforts and conveniences. But when we are comfortable, we did forget it. And now, America, sweet America, we are homesick for you. Homesick for those simple days of white picket fences, when children played later after dark with no fear of abuses, when family was the most important unit of our nation, making us strong and uniting us as one in a nation of many. One nation under God, where did those people go? America, sweet America, bring us all home to you. Arise, patriots all, and hear the clarion call, for America is dying from within. Only we, the people, can love her into power once again. For America is you, America is me, and only we together can bring America home. I don't know why that came to my mind this morning, but maybe it's all the political jargon, rhetoric we're listening to, and the screaming and the carrying on. I have an article here from Joy about Joy Behar and how she's just worried that if Trump wins the election, we will kill the democracy. And I'm thinking, yes, kill the democracy and restore the republic where we, the people, America, are once again free and independent, dependent on God and independent from a government. That is freedom, my friend. Joy Behar lives in slavery, as do her co-hosts. All of them, even the one that thinks she's conservative. The talk show hosts around that keep talking about democracy, they live in slavery. They live dependent on government. So they're concerned about what will happen. Well, so am I. I'm concerned that they're going to turn it into government and away from we the people. America. Sweet America. Arise. Dear patriots, and here for the clarion call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been told we've got a little bit of an issue with some of our equipment, so we are on the phone right now. And we have Daniel with us. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I am okay. I'm a little sad that my father did not get me enough contracts in the Ukraine and China. I would have given him 50% of the money. So I'm just I called him yesterday. I said, you know, I've never criticized you as a father, but it seems that all these other people are just making millions upon millions of dollars. And what did you do besides give me a bald head? You know, I'm a little sad today. I'm not going to lie.
All the other daddies gave other people the money from Ukraine and China. How come my daddy didn't?
Exactly. All I got was this lousy T-shirt. Look, we know if this was Don Jr., Don Jr. had a phone call or an office meeting with that Russian lawyer before he was even president of the United States. His son had this meeting with the Russian lawyer. It was front page news for weeks. And what did they talk about? And who arranged the meeting, et cetera, et cetera. Here we have the son of the sitting vice president going on Air Force Two to all of these foreign countries, coming back with millions of dollars, admitting to giving his father half of the money. And the media just ignores it as if this is, hey, this is Joe Biden and this is the way things are done. So when people say we want to go back to normal, this is what normal is in D.C. It's a disgusting swamp of corruption, filth, immorality, pedophilia. It's a vile, vile place. I had to get the heck out of there, and we need to get the people who have spent their lifetime in D.C. the heck out of there, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking Gitmo is a good place for them. Well, I don't know what you're talking about because, you know, my main concern is I want to hear the president one more time denounce white supremacy. One more time, please. I'm not sure you meant it the 57 times prior to this. Would you do it one more time?
This is the
QAnon. Everybody knows what QAnon is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was flipping back and forth between both town halls, and luckily their commercial breaks weren't perfectly in sync, so I could skip back and forth between the two channels without missing too much. And the contrast was absolutely striking. And how are we surprised? I mean, I hope your listeners have been paying attention to what news they can get, what hasn't been censored. But you know, George Stephanopoulos, as people may remember, was the Clinton administration spokesperson, press secretary, for years and years, as well as their campaign back in 1992. Savannah Guthrie's husband was the chief of staff to Al Gore. That shouldn't taint Savannah's political point of view. But, you know, these are just relevant things to talk about. And the gentleman who was supposed to host yesterday's debate, Steve Scully, interned for Joe Biden, wrote an op-ed called No, Not Trump, Never Trump back in 2016, lied about being hacked because he was communicating with Never Trumpers online and made a mistake on a tweet. It's all stacked against us. You know, I'm still optimistic about November 3rd, but Trump should lose. And I don't mean that because of the American people. I mean that because of every major Hollywood organization, every major media organization, the big tech organizations, the deep state, everyone is against him. So if he loses, which I don't think he will, but if he does, how can I possibly be surprised? Literally every organization is stacked up against this man. It would be a miracle if he wins.
You know, it would be, and I think it's going to be. But we're not going to see... We're not going to see a lot of this violence end, I don't think.
No.
I'm really concerned about what's happening with this election. Because what you just said, with all of these stacked against him, and I think the American people need to realize when you're looking at Trump, you're looking at you. You're looking at America. It is you that they hate. It is the American dream that they hate. It is the middle class America that they hate. They hate the poor. They hate the middle class. And the only ones they can relate to are these elite who think they're, mm-hmm. I mean, Nancy Pelosi made it very clear what she thinks of us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very clear. You know,
exactly.
You
yeah.
just don't know what you're talking about.
And the New York Post is the fourth largest newspaper by circulation in America. It published a pretty bombshell, groundbreaking revelation. It was censored by every single media outlet simultaneously, right? It was censored by every media outlet. You want to say, if it is the Washington Post against ABC, NBC, CBS, against all of these organizations, the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, this is collusion that we have never seen before, as well as Facebook, Twitter deciding, no, we are not going to allow this into the public's hand, not because it's wrong, not because it's illegally obtained, but because it's bad for the Democrat Party. So like
because
I said,
it's true.
It would be a miracle. Yeah, it would be a miracle if Trump won. Look at this. Look at what how much it is stacked against him. I mean, it's almost impossible to win, but I think we will.
You know what? You know what is special about true Americans? They love the underdog.
Yeah.
They love the guy who's getting beat up to be the one to rise up and say, I've had enough and I'm going to take you down. And that's what he's trying to do to the swamp. And the swamp is much thicker, much deeper than we ever, ever imagined. I mean, it just keeps coming out. I've got some more stuff that's going to be coming out. There's another whistleblower, and it has to do with Benghazi and the SEAL 6 group that were killed. More stuff, more collusion, not collusion, murder, more scandals that are coming out, and I don't know if they're true or not. They look to be true. I'm not a reporter and I'm not an investigator, but I know that these media groups that censored the New York Post, They knew it was coming out. They already knew about it.
The FBI
had told them
and,
they knew about it. Go ahead.
You go back and you know, I apologize for cutting you off, ma'am. It's your show. I just, so enraged, but you go back again, and I said this just the other day on your show. You look at President Obama laughing at that person in the audience saying, well, what is he going to do? He's going to wave a magic wand. These jobs aren't coming back to America. He and Vice President Biden watched as millions of jobs were shipped over to China. They did nothing about it. And on top of that, this man as vice president was profiting off it. His son was making millions of dollars and giving his daddy a 50% kickback. Think of the absolute slime of the fact that if, and we know Hunter's not going to go to jail, no one's going to get charged because it's D.C. swamp, but if Hunter did actually get caught for doing something wrong, Biden is innocent. All he did was receive money from his son. I didn't know where my son got the money from. So not only is he a sleazy vice president, he's a sleazy father because he's willing to sacrifice his kids so that he could make some money. This is a very, very, very bad human being. And the fact that small towns and medium-sized cities across America were destroyed as manufacturing shut down and textile and smelting and energy moved to China, moved to Vietnam, moved to Mexico, and they sat there for 8 years and did nothing. And on top of that, the vice president made money in the process. He should be spit upon by all Americans. I will say figuratively because I'm not inciting violence, but he should be despised by the American people. But they don't know this because it's being censored. The media is keeping it out of the headlines. And so if you mention to your rabid Biden supporter, sister-in-law, she's going to say, ah, you're listening to Beth Ann. You're watching Fox News. That's not true. Oh, please, you're a liar. Because they're keeping all the truth away from the American people. It's vile what's happening. And the country, Tucker said it last night, a democracy cannot survive something like this. We are in really, really dangerous territory right now. And it is disgusting to think that that man sat across from George Stephanopoulos for an hour and a half, tilted his head back, laughed, talked about he was going to unite the country as president. He's a very, very bad man. And we should be ashamed that someone like him has ever had elected office. It's disgusting. I'm so angry, Beth Ann. I could scream. I'm so angry right now.
I understand. Well, I liked what you said about him being a very bad man because I'm sick and tired of the nice talk show host saying, but he's a nice guy. Nice guys don't steal from you. Nice guys don't lie. Nice guys don't go around sniffing women's hairs. Nice guys nice
no.
guys don't do that. And then they said the same thing about, what was her name that was interviewing Trump or debating Trump?
Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah, but she's a nice person. No, she's not a nice person. Nice people are honest. These people are not honest. They're not nice. They're putting on a facade. They've got their suits on. They've got their nice dresses on. They've got their high-dollar makeup people putting their faces on. They're not nice people. They're phonies.
You know, what's funny is look at all these morning. Oh, good. I'm glad. And our listeners need to be. Your listeners need to be. Think of how many people in those morning talk show programs laughing and giggling and making food and having celebrity guests on. But then in person, you realize they're bad people. Oprah Winfrey is a bad person. Savannah Guthrie is a bad person. Matt Lauer is a very bad person. Matt Lauer is a very
bad person. You want to stay and talk?
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free. It will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable. It will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true ecstasy.
essential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our Republic and bring America home.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really taking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Yesterday, I was reminded, and many of you lived through this, I'm certain, when we brought our boys home from Vietnam. The boys were treated very badly. I had a brother that served in the Marines in Vietnam. He was treated badly when he came back. He didn't tell us much about it. I found out about that about 20 years ago, something that had happened to him. Also, when we pull out, when we get into these wars and then we just pull out and say, you know, we've had enough, we're going to just let it go, the people there suffer. The Vietnamese and the Hmong people that befriended the United States were treated horrifically by the North Viet Cong when they came through, wiping out entire villages of people. Well, this came on to Facebook, and we did a lot of fact-checking yesterday to make sure that he had it right, and he had it right. This is a reminder of back in 1975. Now, these are the same Democrats today that want to give everything to illegal aliens coming across our borders. They want to give them free health care. They want to give them free education. They want to give them everything that you have worked for. In 1975, President Gerald Ford was left to manage a difficult ending of the Vietnam War. As North Vietnam seized on the opportunity to test American resolve following President Nixon's resignation, President Ford went to Congress to ask for a relief package to push back on the North Vietnamese to allow American personnel and our allies to evacuate. However, there was one senator who opposed any such support. The result was the embarrassing and hurried evacuation from the roof of the American Embassy in Saigon. Remember that? Do you remember that? This senator reviled in the embarrassment and did everything he could to leverage it politically against President Ford. Despite the efforts of this U.S. senator, President Ford managed to rescue 1,500 South Vietnamese allies prior to the country's fall. Had President Ford not acted quickly, these people would have been targeted and slaughtered, and their support for just because of their support for America, saving them as a moral obligation. Saving them was a moral obligation. When they arrived in America, President Ford asked Congress for a package to assist these refugees to integrate into American society. But that troublesome U.S. senator showed up again and torpedoed any support for these shell-shocked refugees. Instead, President Ford had to recruit Christian organizations to offer assistance on a voluntary basis. And as he did so, the aforementioned senator belittled those efforts. What kind of person would oppose President Ford's tireless work to do the right and humanitarian thing? Who would want to play politics with the well-being of innocent people who stood by America in the tragic Vietnam War? The senator we talk about, the senator we mention, was then Senator Joe Biden. Not a nice guy. The gushing and revisionist history over Joe Biden and his record is nauseating. I know these things to be true. I'm telling you this from my own experience because I have a son who is married to a young girl, and her parents were some of those that escaped Vietnam. The Lutheran Church there in the state that they're in sponsored them to bring them here. The villages where they came from were completely wiped out by the North Viet Cong. They killed every woman, every child, every man, murdered them. Joe Biden is not a nice guy. Wonder if he profited from that one as well as he has from others. Joe Biden is not a nice guy. Nice guys don't do that. But I know these stories are true because I know some of the people. America, oh sweet America, will you not wake up and understand what is at hand? That your freedom, your independence is gone under this so-called democracy that has taken over our republic. We can only be taken over if we allow it to be, and that's what we have done. We have allowed it to be. People like Joy Behar and Barbara Streisand and others in Hollywood that are just throwing, yeah, Bloomberg. I was thinking, oh my gosh, all the money he's putting into Joe Biden's campaign, and I'm thinking, well, it didn't do him any good in his campaign. How much money did he put in his? And he didn't win. He didn't even come close. I don't even know if he came as close as Kamala, and she didn't come close. Do you not see that you are being forced to have their form of government instead of your republic? Do you not understand that? I had a salesman come into the office yesterday, and he's going to be in another state during the election, and he's a little concerned. He's have his business is sending him there on a conference. And he's a little concerned as to what's going to happen. He said the police are already gearing up for trouble because they've been told, regardless of how the election turns out, and especially if President Donald Trump wins, they're going to wreak havoc across this land. Will the silent patriot finally take a stand for the republic, for freedom, for independence? Or will we cave, put our masks on, and walk away? Trump fans gathered in New York at a BLM mural, and then they unfurled the world's biggest Trump flag, I can't talk, and they put it over the mural. The flag was 75 feet by 50. That's a huge flag. You got to get that wind flopping to get that thing going. There was just all kinds of patriots. They rushed to this. Those are not necessarily the silent patriots. It's the ones that sit here, like you and like me, that really aren't making it known. Well, I do. I guess I'm on the air every day. But I don't go around on the corners and scream it. Perhaps I should. My friend in South Carolina does that. That's how he gets his message out. It's peaceful. And it's pointed. And he lifts up the Lord as he does it. America. Oh, sweet America. We need to come together. We need to unite. We need to unite against the Joy Bahars, the Barbara Streisands, and all the other goofy people in Hollywood. Because you see, America, that is not America. They profited from America's dream, the American dream, and then they've forgotten where they came from. And their children are spoiled. And it's going on and on and on. And they want you to be enslaved to their form of government. The rich in Congress, all of Congress, there may be a few that aren't wealthy, but the majority of them, their salaries far outweigh the average American. Far outweigh them. We're in a mess. I don't know how else to put it. You need to open your eyes. You can stop this. You can see this. You know what's happening. You know. Look at your children. Look at the children in the neighborhood. What do you want for their future? Do you want somebody like Joy Behar, Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Streisand, Glenn Close? That's another story altogether. Do you want them to snatch away the future of those children, your neighborhood, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren? No? Then rise up, America, and restore the republic. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BETHANN. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BETHANN or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
American liberty is in the fight of our life, and we need a battle plan. Thomas Jefferson stated, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared and will continue to be so for many years to come." We're under a political monopoly working against the Republic and calling the U.S. a democracy, which is mob rule. The battle plan has been given to us by Thomas Jefferson. When once a Republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. November 3rd, remove the corruption and evils of the Democrat socialism. From dog catcher to senator, vote out every Democrat. Once the Dems are severely rendered in the numbers, the Republican Party can no longer hide in silence. November 3rd, re-elect Donald Trump and give him the Congress we, the people, deserve. And let's bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Many of you know we're having some issues this morning, some audio issues. We're trying to work on it and figure it all out. And I have been receiving little notes from you and to keep on trying and that you're still listening, and thank goodness for you. Thank you so much for listening. And those who want to hear that monologue again, we'll repeat that monologue. We're going to write her up and do her a little better. I was looking at this article, and it's really not a good article. It's about an 11-year-old who steals a school bus and sends police on a wild chase. Now, while he's doing this, he's not even tall enough, really, to reach the brake or anything, and he does end up wrecking it. And he's flipping the police off as he's doing this. You know, boys will be boys, but this kid needs a whipping. They don't whip them anymore. That's not right, I guess. But what would possess a child to do that and have such disrespect for adults, for property, that he would do such a thing? Now, boys will be boys, and they'll try to do things. I remember my father telling me a story. He said, I couldn't have been much more than 5 years old, and I think his mom and dad lived on a little bit, at least if that was the same home that they lived in when I went and visited Grandma and Grandpa. It was a little bit of an incline, and it was a dead end. There was nothing at the bottom of the hill, and they parked their vehicle in the top, but I guess he got in there. He said, I got in there and I was only 5 years old. All I did was steer it down. I guess he put it in neutral or got it out of, I'm sure it was a stick shift. And he just guided it on down and then it stopped down there at the end. Yeah, I think he got in trouble. But he said, I remember doing that when I was a kid. I could steer it. He couldn't reach anything. He said, I couldn't have been much more than 5 years old. On Monday, we're going to talk about something called the Great Barrington Declaration. So I want you to be prepared. We're going to put it on Facebook. They may censor it because the Great Barrington Declaration, schools and universities should open for in-person teaching. Extracurricular activities such as sports should be resumed. Young low-risk adults should work normally rather than from home. Restaurants and other businesses should open. Now, this is coming from scientists and doctors. And we're going to talk about it on Monday. And then I want to remind you on Thursday, next week, we're going to have Peggy Little, and we're going to talk about the consequences of the changes that they are mentioning in D.C., in particular the Democrats. But there are a few Republicans, I'll bet you bottom bippy, that are going to go along with what they've done. America, you know how I stand. I can tell you right now, when President Donald Trump was Donald J. Trump, the young millionaire at that time, I don't think he was a billionaire at that time, called him a playboy, and he was doing all kinds of things in his youth. I didn't think much of him. Really don't appreciate how he lived his life then. But how he is now is different. Yes, he's boisterous. Yes, he's a fighter. Yes, he tweets and says things you don't want him to. But you've got to understand, this man is constantly, constantly being beaten on. The mainstream media and the political elite deep state are the biggest bullies of all. If you don't like bullies, you need to vote against them and for President Donald Trump, for America, actually. I mentioned to you yesterday the Eagle of Iran, and they've been calling me, and they want me to tell you that America and the world need President Donald Trump. Every day, President Trump has undergone harsh lies and accusations. There was a coup against him. It still continues. Daily, there is evidence of a plot against him and against our American way of life, the Republic. Even when putting America first, President Trump is working on peace around the world, peace for America and peace for all. November 3rd is the day we choose our commander-in-chief for the next 4 years. Joe Biden has been in government for 47 years and has gotten rich off the American people. And he's not a nice guy. President Donald Trump made his wealth as a working man, a working American, through building things and real estate. But since elected, Trump has lost one-third of his wealth. He's still wealthy. But he has lost, not gained. And he's given each paycheck to charity. The choice is obvious to most of us. Let's continue to drain that swamp of all the Joe Bidens and reelect President Donald Trump. And let's keep making America great again. Vote for Donald Trump. And if politics and propaganda are confusing you, let's look at some of the facts. The promises made and the promises kept. America is now energy independent and now number one in oil production. President Trump has passed invest in opportunity zones to help minorities, to help our minorities. Biden promises prison reform, but while he was hiding in his basement, President Trump already did it. He passed prison reform, giving Americans a second chance. Our vets were in trouble. President Trump passed VA reform. President Trump negotiated new trade deals, putting America first and back to work. He's ending wars. Trump has brought home 40 Americans held captive. Trump told our NATO members, you need to pay your fair share. Trump promises to hold China responsible for this pandemic, the China virus. The choice, November 3rd? Vote for President Donald Trump and keep America great. Iranian Americans, they know full well about the corruption and how playing politics can ruin a nation and oppresses its people. We talked about the Vietnamese earlier and the Hmong. There is a history that cannot be denied. President Donald Trump has been doing his best to overcome the corruption in our nation and our never-ending wars abroad. When Iran was overthrown back in 1979, that was during the Carter administration, America was to blame. The Iranian people still suffer today. American Iranians, they know this. And they also know that President Trump is the first president in decades trying to bring peace throughout the world. To this date, President Donald Trump has been nominated for 4 Nobel Peace Prizes. You see, the world knows President Donald Trump is a man seeking peace. America, let's continue peace. Let's pray. bring it back. Re-elect President Donald J. Trump and retire Joe Biden from politics. This message has been brought to you by the request of the Eagle of Iran. Vote for peace. Vote for prosperity. Vote for life. Respecting life. America. Oh, sweet America. It is up to you, to we the people, to do whatever we can to vote. You know my heart. The Democrats have vowed to remove God, and we see what they have said. You know, Dianne Feinstein accidentally had her mic on yesterday when she was making comments about Judge Amy and her faith. They want to take your faith away. They want to enslave you to government. The Republic, we the people. Let's deny them and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.